Even if we're thinking about the past or the future, we're still always in the present.
The anxiety that comes is usually about the future. And me harping on the future doesn't help me now because I have no idea how it's going to play out.
It's like gas? Whatever.
I don't need to be digging for gas. Go to the gas station.
Like, this is a waste of time. Like, why am I spending so much time trying to craft this perfect future?
Because of how I saw myself in the past and where I currently am, like you guys were saying, you weren't allowing yourself to appreciate where you are.
Embrace the journey. Like, I'm doing a thing where I'm doing my best to actually be present, to actually enjoy the present.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Hit action.
As I wake up in the morning, and I lay my head to rest. Sorry, y'all can go ahead and get started.
Lord of mercy.
Bring us home.
Every day of my life, I am blessed. Boom, 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 boom. That's not even how it goes.
What reggae version is that?
I was doing the Baptist remix. All right, what we got today, y'all? See, this man still got popcorn in his teeth.
I am blessed.
I was
just getting the popcorn out. Oh. He was blessing us.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday I watched a video about what the future is, what the future actually is. By definition, the future is, I guess, the moment of time after you write or speak something. And then the past is the moment in time, well, anything before that moment in time.
Okay.
My thought when I saw the video was that I started thinking about the present, and it might not actually be a present moment, but that present moment might be the moment when you're writing or saying something. But still, the bulk of our time here is either in the past or the future. Never mind, go ahead.
You gotta finish.
But is there actually really a future if the future is after we write or say something, but after we write and say that thing, it becomes the present?
Mm-hmm. You was about to say something.
Okay, so I have a couple things. To what you were saying about the present, based off of their definition of what they were saying, I do believe that the present does exist. It is when we are speaking and writing things. It's when we're in the moment. We're currently in the present. I'm not speaking from past tense. I'm not speaking from future tense. I'm speaking like right now. That was my first thing. My second thing was, so the definition that they looked up was Google's definition. And we'll link the video in the description that we're referring to. So the description that they gave for the future was, so this was based off of Oxford Languages, the Oxford Dictionary stuff. So the noun for the future is the time or a period of time following the moment of speaking or writing, time regarded as still to come. And then it also says as an adjective, it's a later time going or likely to happen or exist. And then the definition for the past based on the Oxford Languages was the time or a period. I don't know why they have it written like this. The time or a period of time. Wait, nope. Mm-hmm. That's the same. That was the same thing. Okay. For the past. Got it. The past. The noun is the time or a period of time before the moment of speaking or writing.
I am interested to know why it's not also doing.
Oh, speaking, writing, or doing?
Yeah, that's what I would assume. Because, like, if you plan on doing something, and if I plan on moving a chair in the future, it has nothing to do with speaking or writing.
That's a good point.
I'm just curious why. I have no idea why, but
I don't know. So, like, I looked into other definitions. So I went to dictionary.com. Well, first I went to the etymology dictionary online is what I looked at first. So for future, it said that is yet to be. Okay, for a noun, it said future events, time to come. So time to come, this word is from the late 14th century, and it's modeled on the Latin futura. I don't know if I said that right, but that's okay, because I don't know Latin. I don't know Latin. And then for the past, it says times gone by, the time that has preceded the present. So, and this word is from the 1500s. It says the early 14th century is when it's from. So that, and then this is, so pretty much I said all that to say the Oxford Dictionary is the only place that I saw this specific definition. And I wonder why that is, because everything else is, it still kind of speaks of the same thing, but this is the only definition that talks about speaking and writing specifically. That's all I got.
What was the
question?
Yeah, like was the question whether or not there is a actual future, or was there?
There was never a question. I just thought it was an interesting perspective on past, present, and future.
I do think it's interesting.
That's what I was gonna ask, because you had said you felt like most of our time is spent in the present and the past.
Mm-hmm. On the past or the future?
That's my bad. Past or the future. So why do you feel like that?
A lot of people, including me, are always in the future. Like, either we want things to go back to how they were, or we're trying to change how they are. So I feel like we spend a lot of time in the past or the future rather than the present. Because the present might not be how we want it. So we're constantly working to get to where we want to be rather than knowing where we want to be and embracing the now and the journey to get to where we going.
I agree with the fact that a lot of times most people think about the past and the future, but I think that the real fact of the matter is that we are, even if we're thinking about the past or the future, we're still always in the present. Like, mentally, we may not be actively present, like, in a verbal sense. Like, we're not present, like, mentally we're not here, but, like, physically, we are always.
Physically, you're here, but if you're not here mentally, are you actually here?
I would say yes and no, because I think that mentally, so, like, I think that it doesn't necessarily change the fact of the matter that we're here. I think when we're thinking of the past or the future, sometimes, in a lot of cases, is that we're doing it as a way to try to escape the present moment. But I don't think there's a way to escape it.
I think so, because we aren't our bodies. So physically we may be here, but we can definitely be somewhere else. Like, our body is here, but we're not here.
I also agree, but also agree that you're also think that you're not just your mind either. So, like, your mind can be somewhere else, but again, like, so I think we spend our present time, whatever that is. Let's just say hypothetically speaking, it was 30 minutes. You spend your 30 minutes either imagining what it's going to be like at the end of the 30 minutes, or remembering when you had more than 30 minutes.
Rather than enjoying the 30 minutes.
And either way, you end up just, you're using that same present time. But if you're not using it to focus on the present, you're just using and wasting your current time thinking about something either that happened already that you'll never be able to get back to, or something that hasn't happened yet that you can't guarantee is going to happen. So most of it, I think we physically spend all of our time here, but I think we waste a lot of our time now thinking about things that don't affect now.
Yeah. But essentially, we're still in the now. That's how I feel.
So do you guys think you spend more time in the future or the past?
Future.
I want to say the future, but sometimes I feel like the past. Like, sometimes I feel like I approach things like I'm trying to make sure it doesn't go like this past thing that happened or this past thought that passed me by, or, you know. I don't know which one I focus on more. I do think a lot about the future, but I think a lot of my decision making is made from me thinking about the past. Like, now that I'm just really thinking about it.
So you make decisions based on your past, but in your everyday life, you be thinking about the future.
Yes. And I didn't realize that. That sounds like a very incongruent way to go about things. But because it's almost like you're trying to predict the future based off of the past. So,
I mean, that's what you taught.
History
repeats itself. But when you're talking about your life, I don't think you should do that unless you like your past and you want it to, and you want your past to repeat itself. But if you're trying to change, it'll be crazy. Yeah, if you're trying to change, it's crazy to use your past as a guide for change, if that makes sense.
I wouldn't say it's crazy. I would say, to a degree, you need to reference it only to know, like, in order for you to change, you have to know what you would want to change, like, change to, right? I'm guessing. So you would have to have an idea of, hey, I know I did this time. I want to make a different decision. But if you don't know what the old decision was, how do you know that you made a different decision?
But if you know what you want, and you already experienced the stuff in the past, I don't think you actually need to reflect on the past to get a different future. If you're just focused on the future and you already experienced the past.
I think the real thing, okay, so I think that the real thing is that I don't need to harp on the past or the future. I need to make the decision from the present. Because I do think that it's good to be able to reference the two, so you know, like, where you want to go, so that this current decision can align with that, but also knowing what you did the last time and how it brought you to this specific moment is important as well. I think where a lot of us get hung up is that, and I mean, even for me, and since this scenario is about me, is that I can't make a decision. This version of me cannot make this decision based on a previous version of myself. Even though I went through whatever I went through, or even though it's important to understand what the decision was last time and how it can get me back to this same position, at the end of the day, I'm not that same version. I've grown since then. Even just understanding the fact that I did make that decision makes this moment a different moment. And if I'm making decisions to align with my future self, that's cool. But also, I still have to, like, you know, keep the future me in mind, but also the present me is the one that's here now. So if I'm making a decision that that is beneficial to my future self, but is not helpful to the current, my current situation, then that's still detrimental at the end of the day. I think there's like a level of harmony. But like just a way for both the past and the present to, and yeah, past, present, and future, for you to use all of those tools to make a decision that is best for you in your best self-interest. And I think that does go into knowing what you want, but it also goes into, okay, I did that before. I didn't like that situation, or I didn't like what I had to go through, whatever consequences came with that decision, whether they be good consequences or bad consequences. I just didn't like it, or I don't want to do it again, type of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's important to reference the past, but understand that the present isn't going to be an exact replica of the past. It's like when, you know, people say history repeats itself. I've heard also people say history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme, right? It's like it'll be similar, but it's not going to be the exact same thing. So the example that I have, I remember I was watching a Tom Hanks interview with Jay Shetty, and he was like, if you flip a coin, what's the odds that it lands on heads?
50.
Okay, cool. If the next 15 you flip it and it lands on heads, what's the odds that on 16 that's going to land on heads?
50-50.
Right. Everything is a 50-50, especially in life. We think that because the last five things happen, that, all right, well, the last five times land on heads, it's got to land on heads next time. Or it's got to land on tails at some point. And it's like, well, no, it doesn't. It's just 50-50. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think when it comes to at least referencing the past, it's like just knowing, like, all right, this did happen. Because it's like, if you, let's say you were able to completely forget the past every single time. Like, if, and it's like, let's say you're trying to go down one road, and it's like, there's a brick wall at the end of that road, and you forget that you ran into the brick wall. You might run into the brick wall every single time, because like, oh, I completely didn't think about it. Right. So I think it's important, but I also think we shouldn't harp on the past. In the same way with the future. Like, I think for me, because I never answered it, but I think for me, I've been 50-50. It depends on what the scenario is. But I've caught myself thinking about the past, but mostly like the anxiety that comes is usually about the future. And me harping on the future doesn't help me now, because I have no idea how it's going to play out. And I'm ignoring where I'm physically at. My body be screaming at me about stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm in the future. I'm on my $1 million couch. And I'm like, but it's like, yes, but your whole core is tense. Like, you can't even, it's hard for you to breathe, right? You should probably pay attention to where you at right now. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to be able to reference both. But I think I spent way too much time in the future. I've spent way too much time in the future as of late. Like, it's like, for what?
I was just going to say about the past and the future and anxiety. Anxiety is like future stuff. Depression is thinking about the past. But I agree that we need a harmony. I don't think we should forget about the past. But since we already experienced it, there's no need to keep trying to go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like our best bet is to know what we want. Yeah. When it comes to the future, in my mind, all you got to do is know what you want. And then enjoy the present. Embrace the present. The highs and the lows, like we talked about in the last
episode.
Yeah. So I feel like the present moment is the most important moment that we have. If there actually is a present moment.
I think there is.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just telling her about this. I was saying, like, I was writing in my morning pages, and I noticed how much time I was spending on the future and in the past. And I was like, you know, I have no power over either one of those. I can literally do nothing about the future and or the past. The only thing that I can do right now is the things that I can do right now, which may or may not have an effect on the future, but I can't force it to do anything. In the same way, I can't force the past to come back.
I feel like we can't control the past, but we can manipulate the future. When you understand the power of your mind's eye. Nah, but if everything is energy, you can like shift energy and move things around how you want it. If you experience things in your mind first, you can change the future. Like you can change what your future looks like by I would say living it or experiencing it mentally first and being in the present moment.
I was gonna say, you can actually go first if you got a question.
I was just thinking, is it really changing your future if it hasn't happened yet?
I was going to ask that too.
Well, I used the word manipulate first.
Yeah, but even still, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know that we have to do that, right? So, like you had said, you get, like, knowing what you want and then, you know, doing the things now that will get you to whatever that is. I don't even know that is, like, a form of manipulating the future. It's literally, I think it's just comes down to decision making. Even still, like you were saying, you know, using the energy and stuff like that, I think that plays a role into it. But it's like, if it hasn't happened yet, or even like with the past. So when we think about different TV shows or like Marvel, and we talk about different timelines and da 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 da, and it's just like, am I actually able to manipulate something that hasn't occurred yet? Just my question. Like,
I say yes if you do the things that need to be done now to give yourself the highest chance that this happens.
But, and I was going to say, even that, like, you can't control. You can do everything in your power and the thing can still not work. Right? So, Just out of circumstances that have nothing to do with you, like there's been times where it could be like you're going for your dream job, and you could be like, I prepared, I did everything that I could possibly do, and they could be like, nah, I want to give it to my boy son, and it's like you did everything in your power to influence the decision, but I mean, at the end of the day, when you got to that future moment, it wasn't on you. So that's why it's like, it's almost like, yes, I think the most you can do is kind of give it a aim, as opposed to like, everything else is just, is you leave it up to God. But I think otherwise it's like, you can't control what the end result is going to be. The only thing you can control is maybe the way in which you walk.
I was thinking it's like archery. Like, when you're doing archery, you're aiming. Like, you can aim now. You can pull back, decide how much tension you're going to have with the bow. You can breathe. All of that's happening in the present. But, like, once you let go and it goes forward, you can't necessarily, like, manipulate whether or not it's just going to suddenly curve or the wind is just going to come out of nowhere and smack the bow in the opposite direction. But you can do everything in your power to literally everything in your power. So how the strength that you use, the angle of your arm that's holding the bow, the angle of the bow when you pull it back, all of that stuff, you can use all the tools that you have, which would be your decision-making skills, which would be you knowing exactly what you want. You knowing what you want is that you want to hit that target. You want to hit the bullseye right in the middle. It could be your experience from your past. It could be lessons that you've learned just over your lifetime. It could be whatever steps you decide to take to move toward this thing. And you could do all of those things, but once you let it go, you can't change if it just slightly misses the bullseye. And it's not always a bad thing. And I think that's maybe why we don't have to manipulate the future. I think the energy will carry you where you are looking to go, but God will push you where you really need to be. And I think that we think of the past, present, and future, because we have to remember that time is also a construct that, I mean, we as humans don't even fully understand, right? But time is a construct. So when you're thinking about the past, the present, and the future, and you're thinking about the fact that these things are technically happening simultaneously, but my consciousness is here now. So all I know, and all the only thing that I can manipulate would be what's happening in the present, not even in the future. And I don't know where this is coming from, but it must be the sauce. Because yeah, I think that's really what it is. And I think once we learn how to actually use all of these time frames as tools, it won't be such a thing of like the past or blah, blah, blah. The past causing you depression or the future causing you anxiety, or because you are understanding and appreciative of the space that you're in now, so that when you move forward, you can appreciate where you're going and be clear in it.
I like that.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Appreciate you guys for being here. Sign off. But okay, so you said you feel like you've been thinking about the future more, like more than you guys think about the past. I'm wondering, how do you guys feel like that affects you on a day-to-day basis and your actual decision making?
I was gonna say, I think for me initially, when I realized it, well, before I realized it, I think it was making me hate where I was currently at, because I wasn't where I wanted to be at. So everything was a reminder that I wasn't where I wanted to be, and it was making me not enjoy any part of where I'm currently at. And so once I realized that, and a lot of that was me going back home, but once I realized that, I'm like, oh, like, this is a waste of time. Like, why am I spending so much time trying to craft this perfect future, this ideal image? Like, it just doesn't work. And another thing that I had to realize was, like, if I want an answer about what I need to do now, how am I supposed to get an answer about what I need to do now if I'm imagining me 5 years from now, or if I'm imagining me at 16, how am I supposed to get an answer for right now if I'm not in the right now?
Yeah.
Like, what sense does that make for me? So for me, that's what it's done in my decision making. And it makes a lot of the decisions feel like, all right, I got to do something now, because I'm seeing this negative future that I don't want to experience, and I'm trying to not go there or whatever. And it's just, yeah, for me, I realized it was a waste of time.
Can you repeat the question?
Since you said that you think more about the future, how do you think that has affected
my decision making?
Yes.
I don't think it helped my decision making, just because a lot of times I'm not here. So like, it like made me spiral. So I would operate out of desperation, because I'm not physically where I am mentally. So I guess I'm waiting for my body to catch up with my mind. And that causes me to spiral, because I'm all out of whack. Because if it's a mind-body-soul thing, my mind is one place, my body is another place, my soul is another place. My soul is creating something, but my mind is thinking about this future, but my body is here in this, whatever is happening, wherever I am. So even like my whole car situation, I'm just now getting to a space where I'm like, oh, I actually like my car. Some part of me was like, dang, I missed BMWs, champagne, nice, the leather seats. I mean, I still got leather seats. I still have, like, my car still works.
Yeah.
So, like, and my car actually nice. Like, when I be walking up to it, like from a distance, I'm like, oh, that's a nice car. Like the sun be shining just right. I'm like, oh, what is that? That's me. Yes, sir. But just like something as simple as that. Like my car is still nice. I actually like my car. I just own it now. Like that's really the only difference. And it's just a different emblem.
Yeah.
And now it's like I would think about my old car, or I would think about the next car that I'm gonna get, rather than enjoying the car that I have. Mm-hmm. I could do so much with my car. I could still have memories with my car. I could take a road trip, cross country. Mm-hmm. Just gotta treat it right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I feel like I was out of whack, so it caused me to make decisions out of desperation.
Mm. What about you?
For me, I think that, so since I said that I think about the future, but I make my decisions from this like mindset of the past, I think that it actually causes me a lot of anxiety, but it causes me to second guess myself. And I think I didn't realize that until 5 minutes ago when I was I asked y'all this question. But making the decisions from my past, because I'm in the past episode when we talked about self-image having to do with what package you choose, we'll link that above as well. But because of how I saw myself in the past, a lot of the decisions that I made, okay, let me start over. Because of how I saw myself in the past and where I currently am, like you guys were saying, you weren't allowing yourself to appreciate where you are. So I'm thinking about the future, but I'm like, well, my past decision is what got me here. So that must have been wrong. So then I'm like agonizing over making the right decision and over how not to make the wrong decision. And if this makes sense and da 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 da. And I was writing this morning, I was like, nothing has to make sense. Because nothing is going to make sense until it's in hindsight. That's usually how it works. So if I'm sitting here agonizing over if this is the right decision or the wrong decision based on a version of myself, a version of myself and the choices that I had in the past, not from the current space that I'm in, it's just, or even just with the idea in mind of what do I actually want? Like the current me, what do I want? Even if it's what do I want for me in the future, it's still like, what right now, what do I want? And make a decision that's going to align with what I actually want and what's going to serve my best interest. It just causes me a bunch of unnecessary stress. And I did not realize it until today when we were about to go close the mailbox. Mm-hmm. But even last year with the whole job situation, I just kept saying, I don't want this to be like before when I quit my job. But it's like this time I didn't quit my job. I was actually laid off. So it's a completely different situation, but I'm still thinking from, I have to make a better decision than I did in the past. And it was totally unrelated, but it just caused me a bunch of unnecessary stress.
As we having this conversation, or as you was talking, I just started thinking about, I too make decisions from the past. But I'm an adult now. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make sense for me to make decisions based off how I was when I was a child or when I was younger, because I'm an adult now. Mm-hmm. So like, say when I first started working, I could still quit my job, but I could quit my job and not have a care in the world because I don't got no bills. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, if I just get up and leave, I'll be fine because who I'm connected to.
The source!
Come on now. But I'll be fine because I'm connected. But it's a lot of maybe stress or anxiety that may come with that decision. Mm-hmm. Do I want to experience that? So like now it's like different questions that I ask, that I have to ask. So I could be like, I understand that I did this before, but I was in a different space before. I can't do that now, or I'm take out that word can't. I don't want to do that now. So I don't even have to think about the past anymore because I know I don't want to relive that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could look at everything that's around or actually just be present. And, well, one, figure out what I actually do want. And then just embrace everything. Embrace the journey. Like, I'm doing a thing where I'm doing my best to actually be present. To actually enjoy the present. And now it makes sense. When I was in college, my psychology class, I had a paper. And I was like, I just want everything to be good. Like, I just want everybody to be happy. He was like, that's not realistic. In my mind, I was like, you hating. But I understand it now, because through life, it's going to be highs and lows. It's going to be things that, even if it could be all highs, but it's still going to be things that you like and things that you dislike.
Mm-hmm.
So even like when you're going, when you're, say, once we all get to the point where we are fully doing our creative endeavors, no matter how much we love this thing, it's always going to be parts of it that we like more and less than others.
Mm-hmm.
So just embracing the entire experience and not even, I want to be so lost in the, I want to be so engulfed in the present moment that I'm not worried about what's happening tomorrow or what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to enjoy this moment. And I feel like that is the only way to really live a fulfilling life. When you actually learn how to just be and exist now.
This time when we went back home, this was my first time in I don't know how many years that I was just present.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't working.
But not even just that. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't open my I opened my laptop one time while I was home. And that was just because somebody was showing me something, a website. And after that, the laptop was open, but I didn't do anything on it. Like, I attempted to look at some video editors. Also, if y'all want to edit these videos, make sure you send us an email at grayareapodcast@gmail.com. Anyways, but I looked at some video editors for maybe like 10 minutes, but then I just kind of closed my laptop and was just enjoying being home. Like, this was the first time since we moved that when I went back home, I just let myself be home.
I don't think I did that yet.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. need, that's why, is why I said you need to go home for dad's birthday. Yeah. Like, just go home.
But
like,
you was talking about helping clean.
Yeah, I changed my mind about that part. We're gonna skip over that. But yeah.
But I mean, even that, it's different, because when I went home, I was having conversations. You know, even if I'm helping somebody with something, it was the first time in a long time where I went back home and I'm not trying to plan for anything. I'm not trying to fix anything. I'm not trying to game plan. And I didn't realize how much of, like, the anxiety, the stress, the unhappiness with the present moment came from me trying to make plans for something that I can't even really control. So it's just funny to me. And now I'm thinking about it, I think the future and the past, at least how we have it constructed now, is our convenient way of trying to make everything feel more certain. Because at the very least, I know exactly what the past felt like. And or when it comes to the future, hey, I can imagine something for the future. But the only part that's uncertain is what's happening right now. You could be sitting here, and one of the days I was outside, I'm just sitting, let me just listen to nature. I'm just listening. And I'm like, all right, I'm just trying to listen to for the quiet moments. And then bird come by, plane come by. I'm like, dang, all this stuff is trying to interrupt me in the middle of the night. And I'm like, oh, this is what being present is. It's like something just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not happening anymore. And it's like, oh, like, enjoying that. And I'm with you with the highs and the lows. I think, I forget, it might have been in Peaks and Valleys, but they were talking about even like when it's high, it's not as great as it's never as great as it feels. And when it's low, it's never as bad as it really feels. It's always a little bit less on both ends.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now about my car.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I feel like that's why I'll be working how I'll be working. I spend all my time working to change
The future.
Mm-hmm. Rather than if I'm actually present in the present, my future is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because like at this point, I'm not thinking about anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just going with the flow. Life is conspiring for my higher good because majority of my thoughts be positive.
Mm-hmm.
About like the stuff that I actually want. And realistically, you only have to think about something once and then just let it go. Everything I just said, like I said and declared that this is what's happening and I just let it be, it happened.
Yeah. But I think that's why I was saying, I don't think you need to manipulate anything. I think like we just need to be more present, and in being present,
president of your life.
In being present, that will in turn change whatever happens, but it'll technically move you toward the things that you are thinking about. So in being present, if you're thinking about the things that you want, then you're going to move toward those things. If you're constantly thinking about the things that you don't want, you're going to move toward that as well. And I think that if we take it one moment at a time, instead of always trying to be a million steps ahead of ourselves, that's the issue. Mm-hmm. We be trying to be a million steps ahead of ourselves. Not mm-hmm. even like in a, okay, I'm being strategic when I'm planning. It's like, no, I'm trying to... This is why everybody keeps talking about quantum leaping and stuff like that, which I mean, it's possible, but you kind of got to be here first in order to get to the next thing.
Yeah. I was going to say,
take your mind and your body together and yeah. your right. soul together.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of it, and when they talk about like manifesting and quantum leaping, I think the idea is you paint a picture in your mind, and then you convince your body to feel that now,
yeah. mm-hmm.
right? Even if you can just feel a little bit of it, like feel it now, because that's the only place your body never leaves the present. Like mm-hmm. that's the one thing. So if you ever, and I had learned this from Jay Shetty, but he was like, if you ever find yourself like drifting away or like getting caught up in everything, like your body is always here. So like if you pay attention to where your body's at, you'll always be able to come back to the present. And but when also in that same breath, he was talking about, we like to think that when you go on vacation, like you're at work and all you're doing is thinking about vacation. Can't wait to go on vacation.
All you think about is work.
Yeah, you think that you're gonna be able to turn it off, but that's not how it works. How you do anything is how you do everything. So when you get there, now all you're thinking about is, oh, dang, I only got 5 days left. I only got 4 days left until I go back to work. And it's like, you're on vacation, bro. Like, you are sipping Mai Tais on the beach. Like, there's no, why are you thinking about having to go back to work in 3 days? But that's just how we typically train ourselves to operate.
I will say this was the first time that I went on vacation and I did not think about work. And even when I did have a moment where I thought about work, I just turned it off because I was like, I want to enjoy this moment. Like, I was very intentional about, I just want to enjoy this moment. I don't feel like turning on the stress.
That's how I was this past Sunday. Typically, I don't like Sundays because I'll be thinking about I got to go to work tomorrow. But this past Sunday, I was just enjoying the Sunday. I don't even know what happened. Y'all wasn't here yet.
Nope. We came back Monday morning.
Yeah, I was just enjoying the Sunday.
Yeah.
To the best of my ability. Oh, that's what happened. I was trying to fix my brakes myself. I was like, hey, because in my mind, I was like, man, if it feel like work, somebody else could do it. I got everything I needed. I was like, this is actually kind of fun. Like, I'm just, like, I get to the point where the bolt not coming off. And I just sit back. I'm just looking at. I'm like, hey, at least I know how to take off a tire. And I'm like, this actually look cool under here. Like, this not as difficult. I know this not difficult. Because dude said he could do it in 30 minutes. I gave myself 3 hours. I just ain't had the proper tools. to get the job done, but it's cool.
That's also a wild mindset. He said, yeah, I know it's not difficult because he did it in 30 minutes. He did it in 30 minutes because he's been doing it for years.
Right.
That's why he can do it in 30 minutes. That don't mean it ain't difficult, but you know.
I'm looking at the parts.
Yeah.
Unscrew this. It's like four things you got to unscrew. You just take that off. I bought the thing to hang up the caliper and everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's cool. I wasn't meant to do it. And then I came to the other realization. Like, you know what? Whatever makes the car go, whatever makes it safe, I don't need to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me work on the cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look. Whatever makes the car go.
It's like gas? Whatever.
I don't need to be digging for gas.
Yeah.
Go to the gas station.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I could picture him in the backyard trying to search for oil.
I tried to dig to China one time.
that's it.
Mind you, the sandbox was in a pool. So all I would have got to was the bottom of the pool. I couldn't even make it 6 feet.
Oh my God, that's funny,
man.
Oh man. Yes. Y'all,
yeah.
I don't got no more.
I don't even know how we got here.
But I was gonna say, I think it's good to be inspired by the future, like live in the present, and just kind of like, if you want to reminisce on the past, reminisce, of course, but be grateful for the past. If anything, I'll say that
grateful
because doing anything other than that. It'd be stressful. I can't even really enjoy my day. I'm trying to enjoy my day. I'm thinking, dang. It's like, dang, I got work. It's like, what? You're on the couch.
I have a five-course meal in front of me.
You watching a movie.
Watching a good movie.
So, yeah, I think having a good relationship with, of course, all three is going to make the biggest difference, but. Yeah, just making sure you're like inspired by the future, living in the present, grateful for the past, and I think that'll help. But it's also challenging because I know a lot of it is because the present seems uncertain. I don't know if when I walk outside, if a bird gonna poop on my shoulder. Like I'm not stressing about that right now, but like it could happen, right? So I think if we just don't like what's happening right now, say I don't really like this, and I would prefer not to be here. But if you're here. What you realize is that the moment ends up passing a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting there like, nah, I'm doing
opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we miss out on a lot, or I'm going to just say me. I've missed out on a lot of experiences, memories, lessons, blessings, whatever, by not being present.
Yeah. I was also going to say, when you are present, and let's say you don't want to be in that moment, the only time that you can even see if there's anything, well, I mean, you can see in hindsight, but like if there's anything that you want to change, now is the time to do it. Like, you can't necessarily do it from the future or from the past, but like now in this moment, if you can get up and leave if you want to, or, you know, change your mind or whatever.
Yeah.
So I agree with you guys. I think it was an interesting take, and that is a very interesting definition that they have in the Oxford Dictionary, or it says Oxford Languages. But I think past, present, and future are a lot more nuanced than just that definition. And I think it's a complex thing that we don't fully understand. But also, like, time isn't real for real.
Listen, when God made Adam and Eve, you know what he didn't do? He didn't hand them a clock. It was like, yo, in about 5 minutes, you're going to have to go to work. He ain't do that.
He said sunshine, nighttime. That's what he said. That's what he said. Daylight, nightlight. That's what he said. He ain't say all these hours, minutes, seconds, months, days, years. But... did y'all have any final thoughts on the past, present, or future, the definition, time in general?
I just want to be present. Be as present as possible in every moment. That's my job here.
Amen.
Word, I'm the same thing. I'm here.
Medaya.
And I will say that, yeah, just learn to appreciate all three and be as present as possible. I'm done with trying to figure out the future and figure out the past, because nothing makes sense. So I'm just going to live my life. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquay D.
Badman Breezins in here.
It's your boy Damani.
And thank you for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. And also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, make sure you join our Patreon. And check the links in the description for our music and all the things that we have going on. We have some great things on the way. We appreciate each and every one of you guys. And we will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get out my face. Get out my. Get out my. Get out my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.